Matthew 9:32-38. As they were going out, a demoniac who could not speak was brought to him. And when the demon was driven out, the mute person spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. In the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The word of the Lord. How could Jesus' miracles inspire such opposite reactions? One would think that everyone would be happy to see such wonderful things being done. Unfortunately, not everyone rejoices in the good fortune of another, especially if it runs counter to preconceived notions or threatens one's sense of order. We so easily become nested in our personal constructs. The poor Pharisees lived in a very narrow world, having defined answers to every question and enjoying their exalted status in the community. They couldn't fathom other realities than those that provided their security. Their solution to the suffering they saw around them was to demonize and ostracize. They basically left the sheep without shepherds. Along came Jesus to take over, threatening the status quo, doing what the temple leaders could not or would not do, and introducing new realities. Jesus' world was huge, all-embracing, far beyond what the Pharisees could comprehend, and it frightened them. How often are we so infected with our sense of security and rightness and wrongness that we cannot entertain new possibilities? How often do we dare to step outside the tidy sets of answers that define our perception of the world to ask new questions? How does that affect our ability to reach out and meet the needs of those most in trouble? How does it affect our ability to stand in the awe of discovery, to be amazed? In this story, the people were not so constricted as the Pharisees. They were able to marvel, to experience the joy and awe of the moment. They learned that the evil they saw around them was, in Jesus' eyes, sickness to be cured and wounds of all kinds to be healed. It is not a dark and sinister world, but rather a rich field to be tended, a world of surprises to celebrate. It is to this bigger world that we are called, to the harvest where workers are so few, to make sure that, through the gospel of love and hope, everyone, including ourselves, is free to rejoice.